The last objects in the Museum of Questionable Medical Devices in Minneapolis, Minnesota, were moved out today. The museum closed January 27th, but much of the collection of medical chicanery and mayhem is on its way to the Science Museum of Minnesota. After 20 years of devotion to scams and frauds, Bob McCoy is retiring. He joins us now from his now empty Museum of Questionable Medical Devices. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon.
What was the last thing to go?
Well, the great McGregor Rejuvenator, a 500-round tank that's on wheels that used radio waves, magnetism, infrared, and ultraviolet to reverse the aging process.
People thought this thing actually worked?
Well, it does light up and turn on and become magnetic, but it doesn't do anything.
What was the first object you collected?
We got started because someone gave me some phrenology machines. Your listeners may know phrenology is the old-fashioned way of telling personality by measuring the bumps on one's head. If you sat in it twice, you get the identical reading. Its first principles are a little shaky, that's all.
Yeah. There is an object that I saw on your website that I actually remember seeing in stores when I was a kid and I would go to buy shoes. These X-ray machines that are supposed to size your feet, these were used.
It's a fluoroscope, and it had a button for children, women, and men, and you would stand in it. It fluoroscoped your feet. You could see your bones inside your shoes, wiggling your toes, and it was a great way for selling shoes because you could see if your shoes fit. But parents became apprehensive about having their children exposed to X-rays, and so most of the shoe stores removed them at the same time states outlawed these. In Minnesota, it was 1958.
X-rays were quite the vogue for medical devices. You had a number of objects that used X-rays, right?
Yes, we have a thing called a trico machine that women sat in front of to remove superfluous hair from their faces. These machines were sold to beauty shops, and women paid $10 a treatment for 20 treatments. This killed hundreds of women in the 1920s, injured thousands. A medical catastrophe.
These could be dangerous.
The main danger is it puts people off in curing things and are going to appropriate medical care.
What was the most contemporary device?
An eternal life ring, 2001.
What is that?
A magnetic ring you put on your pinky fingers to make you live forever. Had a money-back guarantee.
Is there any value to science in any of these?
A few things, just a smidgen of science. Dr. Kellogg's vibrating chair we have, it would cure constipation. It vibrates very violently, and Kellogg was obsessed with constipation, and so this chair did do that.
Did you have a gift shop?
Yes, we did. We sold posters and postcards.
Could I buy a infinity ring or a, what
no,
was it, the regenerator?
We don't sell any of those. We do sell a fair number of bogus medical degrees from the 1920s. When I was 14, my father bought me a printing press as a hobby. So I print these fake medical degrees. Now, the strange thing was a man named John Brinkley in Milford, Kansas, made millions of dollars practicing with one of these medical degrees. He developed a famous goat gland treatment. He took goat testicles and sliced them into small wafers and planted them in the scrotum of men and wanted to have their manhood restored. For an extra fee, you could pick out your own goat. And we have a picture of this goat farm where he had raised all these goats.
Why do I want to sing What I Did for Love right now, you know? Bob McCoy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.